Paul in Indiana needs some help with insulation. What can we do for you?
I've got an older ranch-style house, and it had no insulation in the wall, so I needed to put siding on. I ripped old siding off and the black Celotex and put insulation in, and then put OSB back on, and then my siding. I'm about half done, but
okay.
The way I put the insulation in is I turned it around backward. And
oh, so you have the vapor barrier on the outside of the house.
Yes.
Rut-row.
Not much I can do about it now, but I thought about it, you know, and I know what that's for and all that, but I thought it'd be better that way than no insulation.
And I bet you did a really good job attaching that vapor barrier. You made it nice and smooth and tight so that there was no gaps or cracks, right?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right, even if it's wrong.
Yeah, that's what I thought, maybe.
Well, did you put anything else over? Did you put any, did you put Tyvek or anything of that nature?
Oh, yeah, I put house wrap on top.
House
of
wrap
OSB.
On it? Well, you know, it may not be terrible. What's going to happen here is your insulation is going to be damper than it should be, which means it's not going to insulate as well as it could. But if you have a relatively dry house, then I don't think it's going to cause any type of long-term problem. It's just going to basically result in an inefficiency of the insulation. Because what happens is insulation is measured in R factor, R value. And when you add 2% moisture to insulation, the R value goes down by a third. So, for example, if you had 6 inches of insulation, which is R19, you add some moisture to it, it's kind of down to R12 really quick. So the insulation will probably be not as effective that it would have been if you had done it correct from the get-go. But I don't think that it's going to be so bad that you're going to have moisture build up inside the walls and rot and that sort of thing.